It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 308th weekly edition of the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Yeah, 308. I've been at this a long time. So long. I was podcasting before the internet was around. Yeah, before microphones. I was just in a room talking all by myself. Suddenly iTunes came around and, well, it seemed less weird. Now what this is, it's basically just highlights from the past week's shows heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. If you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to rate it on iTunes or follow me on Twitter at Elaine Aru, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O. I am also on Facebook, just like your mom.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
20th Century Fox has announced plans for a new Die Hard movie. Die Hard Year One, it'll be called. It'll focus on a young John McClane fighting crime back in the 1970s. That really was a great era for cop shows, wasn't it? Fighting crime with nothing but a giant 44 Magnum and an ulcer. Likely caused by the 40 whiskey every officer seemed to keep in his bottom desk drawer. Yeah, the days were getting drunk and shooting at stuff wasn't against the law. That was just how you enforced it. And it's been 30 years since the release of Back to the Future. And a handful of predictions from the second installment in the series have actually come true. Among them, the Cubs making the World Series. Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc in the film, says he actually wants to throw out the opening pitch. Same interview, Lloyd also revealed he would be open to doing a Back to the Future Part 4. And an Australian teen made news this week for solving a Rubik's Cube in 5.77 seconds. No word on what took him so long, but, you know, teenagers, always pissing their time away. Obviously, I'm kidding. The video's online now. It's pretty impressive. Solving a Rubik's Cube in 5.77 seconds? Or as his stepdad Bruce calls it, not good enough!
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It was 33 years ago today, John DeLorean was arrested for trafficking cocaine. He was a former GM employee, branched out on his own to form the DeLorean Motor Company. They made 9,000 cars. They sold 7. Company was massively in debt. He needed money fast. $24 million just to prevent insolvency. His neighbor caught wind of it and coaxed him into this weird cocaine deal. Ratted him out before the thing even happened. Feds caught it on tape, but he was later let off on account of police entrapment. Wild story, though. And your breakfast cereal dreams have come true. General Mills released a limited edition run of Lucky Charms, Marshmallows Only. You know, it's not just that they announced it, it's how they announced it. Using 90s rapper Biz Markie. Yeah, that's straight up bizarre. Not like eating a bowl of marshmallows and milk bizarre, but it's pretty strange. And as you know, Burger King made a Whopper with a black bun. It turned our poop green, but we were entertained. McDonald's China, not to be outdone, has released a new Big Mac with a gray bun. It's supposed to symbolize the clouds of pollution above China. Yeah, at long last, pollution you can eat. Mmm. Said no one ever.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
WestJet has unveiled a new airplane themed after the movie Frozen. Yeah, Disney artists spent more than 3 weeks painting characters from the film on the exterior of the 737. You know, this isn't the first film WestJet has promoted using its airplanes as billboards. Sorcerer Mickey was done a couple years ago. Great promotion for some films, but it definitely wouldn't work for all of them. For instance, Snakes on a Plane, or Hijacked, Murdered on Flight 502, Flight of the Living Dead, yes, that's a real movie, or how about Alive? Yeah, a plane crash landing in the Andes with all the passengers eating each other? Probably not the thing you want to think about before boarding an airplane for a 12-hour flight. And The Simpsons is still as popular as ever around here, even more so in Australia, though. So much so, there's a petition circulating to change the name of that country's currency to Dollary Dues, a reference to a Simpsons episode from 1995. The petition, believe it or not, has collected over 15,000 signatures. It's actually speculation that if this were in fact change from Australian dollars to Dollary Dues, so many would be trying to get their hands on it, it would actually drive up the value of the currency.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.